every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It is Jim Valley.
Oh, that's the most exciting type of valley.
The effing king of recovery, 6-0 against death.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD having trailer park trash the Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
Warning, there are spoilers in this show. You have been advised. Big women's shows this weekend. Last night, Arena Mexico, Women's International Grand Prix. Spoiler, Persephone won this year's Grand Prix. Much like earlier this year with the men, Team Mexico bested Team International in a 20-women Torneo Cibernético match on Friday in Arena Mexico. AEW's Tekla, last person eliminated, with Persephone picking up the win after a moonsault. Also today, in Japan, the biggest match in Marigold history. Maybe the biggest match today, with all due respect to NXT. Mayu Iwatani versus Io Sky, the former Io Shirai in Stardom. Former partners, besties, sometimes rivals in their Stardom days will face off in a dream match later in Japan. Very excited to see that one. Really excited. Bringing back the good old days. Super Junior Tag League continued in New Japan Saturday. Show in Kumagaya. The 3A block matches took place on the show. And the group now already down to the final two matches each. Teams of Doki and Sho and Master Wato and Yo are tied atop the standings with 3-0 records and 6 points. Doki and Sho defeated Kato and Hiromu Takahashi. Sho got the win with a roll-up and a handful of trunks on Ghetto. And Yo and Wato defeated Templar and Jakob Austin Young, in the semi-main event. Halloween Havoc tonight, the NXT card. SmackDown last night, the big news. Jade Cargill turned heel. Is it a good thing? I think so. Also, are we setting up an Usos heel turn? And the enduring legacy of WWF WrestleFest. We'll talk with RetroSoft Studios. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11-1, select models only.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley here. On this Saturday, no video today. I apologize. It's completely out of my hands. But we still got a lot of things to cover. I'm glad you're here on the podcast or all across satellite radio and all that good stuff. Anyway, you know, I've been gone for a while dealing with things, as you know, my voice. It's still healing up. Gets better, gets worse. It's a little iffy today, but trust me, it's been okay sometimes, so I'm hopeful. It always takes several weeks to really heal up and find its footing, but I'm confident that it will. But anyway, as I was saying, it's been a little while. It's been a while. But I figure since I've been gone, cover some topics. Let's play Do You Funk With It? Yes, indeed, it's that time of the show where we pick a variety of topics, rapid fire, and decide, is that something we funk with?
Oh, yes!
Or is it something we don't funk with?
No!
Because, of course, as you know, the kids, they like to say a different word. But it means, if you funk with it, that's good.
Oh, yes!
But if you don't,
no!
That's bad. And of course, we use the legend, Terry Funk. All right, last night on SmackDown, no surprise, Jade Cargill comes running to the ring, seemingly, to rescue Tiffany Stratton from an attack by Kiana James and Julia. However, Jade looks different. She looks a little grubbier. She's wearing long pants. She's not showing off her abs. And she's not as pretty as usual. Not as striking. There's a clue. Sure enough, Jade Cargill helps up Tiffany and attacks her. Jade Cargill now, a heel, and will challenge Tiffany at Saturday night's main event next Saturday. Do you funk with it?
Oh, yes!
Definitely. Look, as everybody knows, it's the same old song. Jade Cargill looks like $1 million. Looks like $1 million. But she wrestles more, I don't want to say 350, but she definitely is, her look is much better than her in-ring skill. And look, she has been on a national stage wrestling, you know, training with Bryan Danielson in WWE, all these places. And she's never gotten better. She's adequate, but she's never gotten better. You know, last night they're talking about Tiffany Stratton. 4 years ago, she had never been in a wrestling ring. And while Tiffany Stratton has her pluses and minuses, like anyone young in the business would, she certainly, you know, has a reason that she's on top, not just because of her look. Jade is limited, and I believe will always be limited when it comes to wrestling. I don't know why. Is it her muscle culture? Musculature? Because, you know, she's not as flexible, perhaps? Is she just not that coordinated, relatively speaking, to someone with a gymnastics background? I can't say. But I can say this. As a heel, she can just brawl now. She doesn't need to do spectacular moves. And if I'm in charge of Jade, I say, you're brawling from now on. No more nothing. You punch, you kick, that's what you do. You know, you don't need to be spectacular as a heel. So I think as a heel will definitely help Jade Cargill. So that's my thought. I definitely funk with Jade Cargill as a heel. All right, how about this one? Everybody has got this hard on for Mercedes Moné and 12 Belts Moné. Do I funk with all this criticism about Mercedes Moné?
No!
Mercedes Moné is great. She's been on top now for what? Close to 15 years, if you don't count NXT. She launched so many careers. She's been a part of the first, you know, women of color in WrestleMania. She launched Bianca at WrestleMania with an incredible performance. Oh, 12 belts. How many of these belts have you seen change hands? Did you go to Denmark? Did you go to RevPro? You've seen clips of CMLL. You saw her win the TBS championship. And you maybe saw clips of, and you saw the Owen. That's it. That's it. You didn't go around to all these places and see these belts change hands. Who cares? Look, here's the thing. She is a heel. And also, the last major match she had in a baseball stadium on pay-per-view in front of 30,000 fans or something like that, plus or minus, she lost. She was pinned clean. Not only that, Toni Storm, you know, gave her a little a gynecological examination. I don't know what you want from this woman. Look, because Jade Cargill held the TBS championship the longest, they had to give someone the new record. Because you can't have WWE Jade Cargill be the longest reigning TBS champion anymore. You gotta do it. And look, she's a big star. I know people are complaining about the latest championship in Denmark, whatever that one is. I don't even know. But the promoter posted something about, look, I was there. I saw the kids. They were crying. They were so happy to meet her. And people were like, oh, it's so humiliating for Jade Cargill to be in this little, you know, event space, you know, wrestling a match. I'm like, what are you talking about? Woman's a millionaire. At least she should be. I would imagine she is. But it's like, if she wants to go, you know, that was the thing people did back in the day. You know, let's say you lived on the East Coast. you're going to go wrestle for Baba or whomever in Japan. You stop over, maybe wrestle out of LA a couple of times, get a little money, go to Hawaii, wrestle, tan, then go to Baba. You do a little wrestling vacation. Maybe she wanted to go to Denmark, or maybe they met her price, or maybe she just wanted to do it, to go on a little vacation. Who cares? She's earned it. She's got the money. What does it matter? You know, she already lost to Toni Storm. She could win a million belts. She's not the number one person in the company. Toni Storm is. Now, obviously, they're, you know, Toni Storm's going to pivot into tag team for a while because you want to change things up a little bit. But Toni Storm is established. She's the star. Mercedes put her over. What more do you want from this woman? All right. Today, 30th anniversary. Arguably the greatest match of the 90s, possibly all time. Talking about Misawa versus Kobashi. Triple Crown Championship, October 25th, 1995.
Oh!
Whoops, what happened there? Oops, oh. Anyway, of course we funk with that. Of course we do. Go watch it if you haven't. And all you people who make your Tokyo Dome jokes, go watch this and tell me anything in WWE was better in the 90s. Or, well, today by that matter. Go tell me that. Go make your jokes. And if you're disingenuous, you will. But if you're honest, you're going to go, oh, I guess there's a whole new world out there that I didn't know about. All right, we're going to cover NXT, talk SmackDown, and more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
They tell me that every day. All right. It is Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. NXT Halloween Havoc is tonight. Next week is Halloween, next Friday. By the way, SmackDown, if I was in charge, and God knows I'm not, they tell me that most every day. Halloween, SmackDown, I'd have John Cena make an appearance, dressed up as Vanilla Ice. Sort of that full circle moment, but I don't know, that's probably too much money. And also, you know, ratings should be down because people are out doing stuff on Friday night, trick-or-treating or partying or whatever, but still, it would be fun. It'd be pretty cool. They'll probably just show a clip or something, but still, it'd be cooler if he did. Anyway, Halloween Havoc tonight looks like a fun show. Looks like a cool show. Women's championship match. Jason Jane versus Tatum Paxley. Also, the Broken Hardys. It's a great idea, by the way, bringing back the Hardys. Oh, I want to mention, I want to do it last segment, but I didn't have time. I consider myself a very difficult vote for the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. There are times I've regretted it, but generally speaking, I need some pretty serious credentials. So I don't say this lightly, but I've decided, given their legacy, given their importance, given the fact that they show up at Comic-Cons or WrestleCons or whatever cons, and, you know, huge lines, still influential, I am going to vote for the Hardys for the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. And an act that is still, you know, mostly active, semi-active, that's a pretty big deal. I try to avoid. Unless you've got Rock numbers, or even Cody. So unless you're that high, you're not going to get my vote first thing. Maybe eventually, but not first thing. But I am going to vote for the Hardys, happily, this year. Hardy's going to take on Dark State, that spooky group with people who have porn star names, Cutler James, Osiris Griffin. Come on. Those are on the back of a VHS box somewhere. Anyway, they're going to do a Broken Rules match for the NXT Championship. That could be fun, or it could be, you know, crazy Hardy nonsense, but people love the crazy Hardy nonsense. NXT Championship, Ricky Saints versus Trick Williams. North American Championship, a Day of the Dead match. Ethan Page versus El Hijo de Dr. Wagner. That should be fun. I mean, a lot of spooky matches, seemingly. So maybe it's just going to be like a death match or something. Just no DQ match kind of thing. A confusing match to me. Is this an angle? It could be. It probably is. But it's going to be Zarya defending not her championship, but defending against Blake Monroe for the North American Championship. And then probably the opening match, which also should be a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll get the La Parca dance, without Thriller, of course. But the La Parca dance, as it's going to be Siobhan Evans and Leon Slater taking on Mr. Iguana and La Parca. So, I mean, looks like a really fun show to me. Of all the NXT shows of recent memory, this looks like a really fun show. And with the Halloween theme, you know, there's going to be silliness. Maybe the boogeyman will show up. You know, stuff like that is going to happen. Well, we shall see. People wearing costumes, probably. I mean, let them just go all out and just go nuts. We shall see. SmackDown did a recap of Drew and Cody last week. Jimmy Uso. Does this happen to you? I feel like I need memory care for watching wrestling. Because I'm watching, And Jimmy Uso comes up and he's talking to Cody. Thanks for helping out his cousin Jacob last week. No problem. Blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly it occurs to me, wait, isn't Jimmy on Raw? But it took me a while to this goes back 15 years. Whenever the 2010s or the JBL era, when they were trying to do a SmackDown pay-per-view and a Raw pay-per-view a month, and it was like, they just swap B. I mean, this is nothing new, but I'm just like, oh, right, and then he's like, what? Why is Jimmy Uso here? And why is he helping Cody? And does this have a connection to Jey Uso and CM Punk next week on Saturday night's main event? It just seemed odd. And of course, Jimmy Uso lost in the main event. It's like he loses, shows up and loses. Usually when people lose, there's a turn of some kind, possibly. Anyway, Cody comes to the ring, and despite what people said, Cody admits he was a little out of pocket, in his words, for hitting Drew with the belt, and crowd doesn't think he needs to apologize. Drew comes out through the crowd, says crowd is brainwashed by corporate Cody's propaganda. Drew McIntyre is going to finish his story at Saturday night's main event. Drew, by the way, is innocent, he claims. He did not attack Jacob Fatu, so we don't know still yet who is guilty. Cody yells at Drew to shut up and fight right now. And then out of the crowd, from behind the announcer's desk, Jimmy Uso attacks Drew McIntyre from behind. Oh, and by the way, the guy who kept Rajah Jackson from murder, it was a security guard at ringside. I forget the gentleman's name, but wish him all the best. Hope that leads to something. Anyway, Solo then comes down to the ring, leading the MFTs. In this case, JC and Tama Tonga. You know, Jeff Cobb's great, but he's got a round face. And he's wearing the white makeup like the Gorillas of Destiny. And someone said this, not me, but Jeff, with the makeup on, looks like Po from Kung Fu Panda. He needs angled makeup, because white, you know, it's surface area underneath the lights. And so it makes his face look really wide, wider than it is. And it's like he needs some more angles to his makeup, because he has so much white surface area in his makeup right now. Just a little suggestion. I always try to be fair, make suggestions cosmetically to both men and women. Anyway, so they face Nakamura and Rey Fénix, the new tag team, that new hot tag team. Are they Reynok? Shin Fénix? Fenshin? I don't know. Anyway, Rey Fénix comes out first, and nobody cares. He doesn't even get a big entrance. Nakamura's music plays, like, immediately. And he's second fiddle to Shinsuke Nakamura. Hey, how's prison these days, Ray? Remember when you were in prison? Into the break, Shin and Fénix did the, come on! And nobody cared. Ray about that springboard, Solo distraction, Talatonga choke slams, Ray outside, elbow, Tamatin pins Ray. Good job. I hope you're making money. Am I surprised? I am not. I am not. Nick Aldis made a match. Jimmy Uso was bugging him. It's now Jimmy and Drew, no DQ main event. Chelsea and Isla Dawn approach Julia backstage. She's on the phone acting badly. Chelsea wants a match. Kiana James shows up and says, Julia is just too busy. There's just no time. Kiana James versus Tiffany. Julia outside. Tiffany Stratton is leaned up. Wow. And she now seems to be an actual baby face, which, I gotta be honest, kind of boring. So, anyway, Julie is just in the wrong environment. She is just... Look, some people fit WWE, some people don't, and maybe it's just going to take time, but it's just, I don't know. Tiffany pins James, no surprise. Julie attacks Tiffany. Jade Cargill runs out. As we mentioned, she attacks Tiffany after she helps her up. Replay of Dragunov versus Sammy last week. They talk backstage. Sammy passes the open challenge to Ilya. Ilya was like, it was awesome, Sammy. Didn't Sammy like do like two or three of them? Like two, right? Anyway, what made Jade attack Tiffany? Jade says rewards and patience. Rewards, power. Anyway, something about patience, rewards. I don't know. Patience, power. Fight the power. I don't know. Power Rangers. She's taking what she wants. Starting with the title. Saturday night's main event. U.S. Open Title Championship. It's Ilya Dragunov comes out. He thanks the crowd. They chant, you deserve it. And now it's Zelina and Aleister Black. I sincerely wish them the best. Man and wife together, that's great. Anyway, they had great chemistry. I thought Ilya and Aleister had great chemistry. I was very interested in this. And then out comes Priest, of course. Takes off his sunglasses. A little smear of red makeup. A little rubber cement. Anyway, Torpedo Moscow, Dragunov retains. Priest pounds Aleister Black. Vega attacks Priest, help her husband. He takes off to the crowd. Mello and Hayes. Mello says, missed out on a lot, so he's moving on. And then, is it Kip? One of those guys from Pretty Deadly, the brunette. They're going to fight next week on SmackDown, so set your DVRs. Oh, anyway, main event. Drew McIntyre had a fun brawl, no DQ. Had the Slim Jim tables, all that fun stuff. Drew wins, threw a chair, caught Jimmy in the air, then a claymore, boom. 1, 2, 3. Next week, open challenge. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. And Carmelo Hayes versus Kit Wilson. I swear to God, I thought it was Kip. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. We're going to talk about the RetroSoft video game. And it's brand new DLC. Stick around.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Here we go. It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley. And if you know anything about me, sorry. But you also know that I love wrestling video games. And being Gen X, I have grown up with all the wrestling video games. All of them. Tag team wrestling in the arcades. Everything from pro wrestling on the NES, Atari, in television, all the way up to, you know, Here Comes the Pain and the hockey games and everything. But there's one game, and I always, you know, drop this for cred, at least with guys. Women could care less, but I have a WrestleFest in my house. And for so many people, there's just something about WrestleFest. I mean, WWF Superstars, it was fine. It played fine. It looked good. But it's like very few finishes. You know, it wasn't as satisfying as WrestleFest, where you've got signature moves and finishes. And there's the Legion of Doom and there's Earthquake and all these people. And it was just, there's just something about it. So, there's a legacy game out that's been out for a while, which I have on my Switch. And they have new DLC that has come out. I'm like, well, we got to talk about this. So joining us now is the, we'll call him the president, CEO of RetroSoft Studios, Mike Herman. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And I know we're going to get along great. The fact that you have WrestleFest in your house. So that's a great start.
Well, let's just start there. What is the deal with WrestleFest?
Just, you know, it was the first, it's my favorite game of all time. Well, it used to be until I made my own. I'll pat myself on the back a la Barry Horowitz there. But, you know, it was just the presentation of it, the big sprites. You know, the roster that they had at the time was great. And, you know, I remember playing it. It had just, this is like 91 when it came out. And they, at least to my recollection, this, I could be way off on this. It's the first time I saw like a pedestal arcade, four player arcade with a huge, like 32 inch or 40 inch screen playing WrestleFest on in an arcade. It was just an amazing experience, and it really drew you in. It was just a phenomenal game, and I fell in love with it. I pumped more quarters into that game than I want to admit to.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was just a great experience.
It is a great experience. I mean, it's so satisfying. It's like every character is similar but different enough.
Yep.
And it's like you can pick up and essentially play every character, but it's like, you know, Mr. Perfect doesn't play the same as Earthquake or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, no, I...
And the animations were just so great. Like, you say Earthquake, like the Earthquake splash where he jumps up and down is just amazing.
Right. The Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
And everything. No, it's just incredible. I remember a trip to Disneyland, and we walked by the arcade, I think at the Disneyland Hotel. And they had a WrestleFest, and I remember I spent too much money. Of course, Disneyland tickets weren't, you know, $200 back then. So I wasn't wasting that much money.
Right.
But, yeah, I just played it and played it and played it. It was so much fun. And then, you know, there's the Legion of Doom in a video game doing the moves. I mean, they'd been in Super NES and other games, but, you know, there they are acting like Hawk and Animal.
Right.
So it's great. It's just to a certain generation of fans, there's just something about it. Now, did RetroSoft Studios come out? Did you create it based solely on your love of WrestleFest?
So that was by far the biggest influence. So the way it started, was, you know, it was going to be a fan game. My background is software engineering, but all business and finance, accounting stuff. So I'd never done a game before, and I always wanted to. It just, my career kind of took me in a different path out of school. And I saw, you know, in 2012, they released this iPad game called WrestleFest.
Right.
The WWE did. I was so excited for that, and I've never been more disappointed in my life.
It was a big disappointment.
And it's just, and for those who liked it, more power to you. It just, if you were, if you were expecting WrestleFest, it was not WrestleFest.
No, it was not.
You know?
No.
And at that point, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do one myself. So I got a little group of people together, and we were like ripping sprites. We ripped the only one we actually got through was Mr. Perfect. And we ripped his sprites frame by frame out of the game. And we were going to redo it ourselves and add new wrestlers to it and just recode the whole game. Because obviously we didn't have access to the source code or anything like that, but this was all a fan project. And then, you know, we got shut down. We put a little fan website up, and WWE didn't like it, and they shut that down, which I understand. Now that I know a little more about licensing and copyright and trademark and all that stuff, I get why they did it. They kind of have to shut stuff down like that. So it wasn't like they were being vindictive, or it's the way business works. If they don't protect their IP, they can lose the rights to it, you know?
Right.
So I get it, you know, but that kind of – it got a taste in my mouth to be like, I want to make my own wrestling game. So we decided to go legit. But so WrestleFest by far was the biggest influence. But I would say I'm definitely there's a series called Fire Pro Wrestling that I've played a lot. It was a lot of imports, but they did do releases on the PS2 in the U.S. and on the Dreamcast in the U.S. So that's an influence as well. Obviously Superstars. But you mentioned at the top, you know, Tag Team Wrestling. That was the first NES cart I ever got. Was Tag Team Wrestling. And I know, looking back, it wasn't a great game. When I was 10, I loved it. It was the only thing I had. It was the only wrestling game I had. It was good enough for me.
I remember opening up an Aptermag, and they talked about this Tag Team Wrestling game that was huge in Japan. I don't know if it was or not, but I ran down to my local arcade, and there it was. And, you know, I could play probably like an hour off one quarter. I don't know how much money they eventually made off of me, but
right. Yeah. And that was actually, I think it was called the Big Pro Wrestling in Japan.
Right.
The same game.
Yeah.
But, that is the first, to my knowledge, that's the first arcade game or video game wrestling game.
Right.
That at least probably the earliest, biggest one that they had made. So yeah, I mean, it was wrestling at home.
Yeah.
You know, and I could play it. So it was awesome.
No, it's fun. So talk about the licensing of this game as far as Retromania. You know, initially, I think it has a very broad and eclectic roster as far as legends, as far as modern wrestlers, and maybe some from the more, you know, 90s and 2000s type of thing.
Yeah, so you know the licensing was a journey, right? So I going in again with what my background was, I knew nothing about licensing characters for a video game or license any kind of licensing brand licensing at all. So the actual first idea, I follow a lot of YouTube retro game collectors, retro game hunters, let's plays, all that kind of that retro scene there. So my first thought was, well, there's no way I'll be able to get real wrestlers. I'm going to make a YouTube personality wrestling game. And they were all, and I talked to a couple people, they were all for it. It would have been easy, cheap. But then I'm like, can I, you know, I know it's hard, but you know, if everything was easy, everybody would do it, as the saying goes. So I said, well, let me reach out to a couple guys and see if I can get some legends. So, you know, on wrestling, and I'm sure your listeners are aware of this, but if you look up wrestlers and appearances and stuff, you'll see a whole bunch of these booking agents out there that claim to represent 100 different wrestlers, and you can contact them to book them for an event or something like that. I'm like, well, I have no other contacts. Let me give that a try. And I struck out a lot of times there. They said they could, and they could never get a hold of them. But eventually I got somebody who put me in contact with Road Warrior Animal before he passed. So this is back in like 2018. And I got a hold of Animal. I talked to him a couple times, and he was on board, and it wasn't super difficult. And now that I got the Road Warriors involved, I'm like, all right, well, let's see who else I can get. You know, and that I got lucky with them, but at least them being the first was, it at least gave me some credibility going to other people saying, cause a lot of times the first question other wrestlers were asked, well, who else do you have?
Right. Right.
Well, who else do you have? You know, so definitely gave me validity. But as far as speaking to the eclecticness of your question of the roster, it was really me kind of, it was like me going through and just kind of figuring out as I went. I had an idea and we struck out on a couple guys where it would have been more of a similar roster type.
Right.
But then there were certain people that I just watched online that I liked, and I'm like, well, let me see if I can get Zack Sabre Jr.
Right.
And at this time, he wasn't a huge champion.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. By the way, how much did Dave Meltzer cost? That probably broke the bank.
He was easy. He was just an email.
I'm sure
he was just an email. And I emailed him once. He got back to me almost right away. He's like, sure. I think that might have been all he said is sure.
Now, that's impressive. And he got right back to you. That speaks to it, everything. No, but I mean, you know, I think Road Warrior Animal, particularly, has a reputation. Businessman, no nonsense, you know, regular guy, grounded. So it's like, you know, I think that's a nice solid base to work from. But you got the new DLC, which I love. You have Randy Savage, you have Demolition, you have the Rock and Roll Express, and you have Magnum TA. I mean, that's a pretty great roster, I think. You got Crockett, you got WWF, Memphis, I guess, technically too. It's pretty. I love the new DLC, by the way.
No, thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. You know, we've gotten a bunch of comments saying this is almost like it's a new game now, and that's really what we were going for, because right. you don't see in the industry necessary DLC, because this is our first paid DLC. We had released DLC, but it was free. We released Chris Bay first for free, and that was kind of to just thank all the people who supported us in getting the game made. And then we were going to charge for James Storm and Mr. Hughes, but, you know, we thought, you know, we wanted to keep the momentum going and try to build up our base first. So we ended up releasing them for free with updates, so as much as we could. But then we need to, you know, we wanted to, you know, when you go after Macho Man, you got to spend a decent amount of money up front to get that license.
Of course.
So, you know, this one we were going to charge for, but, you know, I hate personally as a gamer myself getting a DLC and feeling like, wow, they gave me one character
right.
and that's it. You know what I mean? I wanted people to really say, I'll pay $10 because they're giving me a lot of bang for my buck.
I think
so.
So the fact you have new DLC, obviously, is this a good sign as far as how the game is gone or is going?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We've been out about a month, a little, you know, less on the Switch because that just came out like 2 weeks ago, but. I'm happy with, you know, how, from a sales standpoint, and, you know, this is, I'll say it's a passion project for me. This is the game I wanted to play. I always wanted a sequel to WrestleFest. You know, I thought Macho Man should have been the first one. He was kind of a big omission then.
Right.
But you know, it's the game I want to play, and I want to make it as great as I possibly can. This is, you know, I feel like this is almost like, in some, you know, take my kids out of the picture, but it's almost like a legacy that I can leave behind. And you know, retro games, you know, I feel that pixel art time frame of graphics is really priceless. The early 3D stuff didn't age as well as the pixel art stuff.
I know you're.
And I just feel like it's, as long as I can make it fun and keep adding features to it, you know, I want to keep going. Like, and where I started on this is you don't see a lot of DLCs come out 4 years after, especially of this size, the game is originally released. And that's, you know, I'm a lot of people like the physical aspect of the game, which we are coming out with soon. But the advantage of digital is you can keep improving the same game.
Mike Herman, RetroSoft Studios. Find Retromania and the new DLC, just $10. It's like a brand new game. Check it out wherever you download your software. We're going to talk Collision coming up next. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Wrestling Observer Live in Jim Valley. Don't forget Collision tonight. Taped on Wednesday, you probably saw the results. Hook's going to be in action. Also a casting call with the M&M Collection. Brian Keith versus Ace Austin. Tekla versus Mina Shirakawa. Pac versus Ishii. Also, you'll hear from Hangman Adam Page. And the Young Bucks, what is it, a $4 kajillion million billion match? Young Bucks and FTR take on Jet Speed and Jurassic Express. You know, AEW's been on fire, I think, as far as wrestling and delivering. So, I mean, there's so much good stuff. Halloween Havoc looks good. Collision looks good. And don't forget about Mayu versus Io Shirai, Io Sky. I mean, there are blessings all around, wrestling fans. So be sure to enjoy them while we can. This is a magical time for wrestling. Anyway, hey, I really appreciate you guys still being here and going on with this goofy journey with my voice. I guess nobody is more frustrated with it than I am. Honestly, I do my best. In my head, I sound different than I sound to you. And I don't know, sometimes it's just very frustrating, but we're working on it. I'm hopeful this will get me over the hump. I doubt it, but you never know. Anyway, have a great weekend. Go out, spend some time with your family, your friends. Just do something you like to do if you get the chance. Even a little thing, it doesn't have to be big. Find a little happiness. And remember, no matter what, through the ins and the outs, the wins, the disqualifications, and the screw jobs, always remember, it's just wrestling. All right. Have a great weekend, great week, and I will see you next week. I hope. I'm pretty sure. I never check my schedule. All right, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.